Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Gordon Crowchild was an honored leader who cared equally for every member of Tsuut'ina First Nation. He always felt responsible for those around him. Even after he was no longer the official chief, he helped everyone, and the old people considered him their forever chief. The Tsuut'ina chief of a small community next to the growing sprawl of Calgary had his political battles cut out for him during the tumultuous years between 1970 and 1976. Provincial officials were pressuring him to approve an extension of the ring road that would route Calgary traffic through the reserve. Crowchild refused. Like his father before him, Chief David Crowchild, for whom Calgary's Crowchild Trail was named. Gordon did not claim to be a warrior, but he stood for what was right and just. And now in Blackfoot.
Now, Gordon Crowchild, Nidap Sapatumuksu Despamas Tsuut'ina First Nation. Iksnatiga Kimatum Utokini Nison. Utesamita Panistokuksu Makita Pixi, Anni Akeka Kanstapesi, Kinina. Anna Tsuut'ina, Kinina. Ikupukimi Utu Tapi. Anni Dut Satsimi Mokins. Sutamita Piga Kimatuman Nok Utitina was 1970 and 1976. Niksi annum auka kitsumakkiiksi utupissin nuuni. Kenni mä itsin idumata pisivuumi itoutaku mahkoupi mii mohkinstis. Nukatsitsau skaakanistum. Niim un nukatsau skaakani. Maksa piitsa. Chief David Crowchild. Kenukih pukin hika daun hikei un. Crowchild Trail. Matskaakani naa Gordon. Mahkitsitsis.
Crowchild was fascinated with the dynamics of peacemaking and traveled to Belfast during the height of the Civil War, looking for solutions for peace. Crowchild was fascinated with the dynamics of peacemaking and traveled to Belfast during the height of the Civil War, looking for solutions for peace. He went on a pilgrimage to Sarajevo with a number of his peers during the Balkan War. He was also challenged in the 1970s rise of the American Indian Movement. Several members crossed into Alberta from the United States, boldly occupying the administration office in the Morley town site of the Stoney Nakoda First Nation. Crowchild joined other Treaty 7 chiefs to stop the occupation and get everyone to safety. He told AIM he supported what they did and how they awakened the spirit of the people, but violence was not the way to do it.
Anna Crowchild, samita pipisati timanokamui itapu Belfast. Utaiwa kouti, skiu matsititsi, Sarajevo, matsititapu, tukskestani matawa kouti. Kenokamui, 1970s, matsititsi nike American Indian Movement. Niksi ikakeita pihtu tu ja vaan amskaapuhtsi. Itse nikki tipstupi ja mii saksessu kitapi anni utitapoutakipia. Sutam skrana krocha maksigat stu seiten sti awake. Matan stay sik is tunut matapiwa. Matan stoka pika sup. Sutam skat stu.
Born in 1929, Crowchild grew up watching his father compete in the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. It wasn't long before he entered his first rodeo competition in the boys' steer riding event in 1944 and later fulfilled his dream of becoming a chuck wagon driver. In 1955, he experienced an accident that ended his chuck wagon career and almost took his life. Never one to quit, Crowchild continued steer decorating, steer wrestling, and wild horse racing, even into the 1990s. He competed at the Canadian Professional Rodeo Association and the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association, and was known for helping many young and up-and-coming cowboys live their dreams. He was inducted into the Canadian Professional Rodeo Hall of Fame in 2005. Gordon was 85 when he passed away in 2015.
Itsipuka, 1929, Crowchild, itsistawa su me, mukin istisanniki dohkan hapsupi. Matsisamu mutsitsa kenaksi, nukatsitumata pekkista, uksksakuma piks annik, 1944. Itsapatum upapoukkaan mahkanistapsin makaaja kokimaan juuks kaukskaasiks 1955. Itsitakaksi imatutukapsi. Canadian Professional Rodeo Association. Canadian Professional Rodeo Hall of Fame. Gennick 2005. Anna Gordon. Gansdai Stream 85. Itokopsi. Gennick 2015.
Leading lights on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Funding contribution from Government of Canada's Amplified Voices Program.